T3 funds were used to launch a collaboration between Dmitry Kurovsky, located in the Department of Biochemistry and Biophysics, and Cecilia Tamburindegai, professor from the Department of Entomology, to study Raman-based diagnostic of Vibibarcter disease in tomatoes. Raman spectroscopy is a non-invasive and non-destructive analytical technique that can be used to probe structure and composition of analyzed samples. In this work, we show that Raman spectroscopy can be used for confirmatory non-invasive and non-destructive diagnostics of Candidatus libibacter solanaceum, a phloem-limited gram-negative bacterium that infects crops worldwide. Specifically, this bacterium infects tomatoes, causing yellowness of leaves and essentially the death of the plant. Currently, the disease can be detected only with the use of polymerase chain reaction, which is time and labor consuming. Therefore, there is an urgent need for alternative techniques that can be used for non-invasive and confirmatory diagnostics of Libibacter disease in tomatoes. In our study, we have grown tomatoes that were infected by two different haplotypes of Libibacter, haplotype A and haplotype B, also known as LSOA and LSOB. And scanning the leaves with a handheld Raman spectrometer, we were able to collect more than 150 spectra. And with the use of chemometrics, we were able to demonstrate that Raman spectroscopy can be used for highly accurate prediction of both LSOA and LSOB. By other means, it can be used to probe the presence of Libibacter disease in tomatoes. It should be noted that plants did not exhibit any visual symptoms. Therefore, we can talk about pre-symptomatic disease diagnostic. Results of this paper were published in Planta in 2020.